and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt. I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and I'm doing a series at the beginning of the semester on College of Engineering resources for our undergraduate students. Now that you've been here for one semester as a new student, or if you're even if you're in your second, third, or fourth year, there might be some resources that you have yet to try or even might not realize that they're available. And this week we're talking with Katie Crawford from the Career Center and finding out what resources are available this spring. Katie, can you please reintroduce yourself to our podcast listeners?
Sure. My name is Katie Crawford. I am the Assistant Director for Engineering and Physical Sciences in the Cal Career Center. So that means that I manage our team of counselors who are responsible for providing career services to all students in the College of Engineering.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've done this a couple times now, and it's always great information for our students.
Yeah, excited to be here, feeling like a seasoned professional.
So let's start with just kind of an overview of what is the Career Center?
Sure. So the Career Center is the only place on campus, the only department that is 100% dedicated to helping students figure out what they want to do when they graduate, and then we help them step by step get to that place. So we provide one-on-one counseling services for students who have questions from everything from, I'm not sure what I'm going to major in, or I know what I want to major in, but I'm not sure what I can do with that. We help students create a plan, and then we help you execute it. So those are the whole gamut of coaching services. So resume critiques, cover letter critiques, interview coaching, just simple job search 101. We help you create a plan so that you will be successful no matter when you see us. So some students will see us the first day of the freshman year, and some students won't see us until after graduation. That second part is not ideal. So that's why I'm excited to be here today.
And I know throughout the semester we've got a lot of Career Center events that you work with Engineering Student Service on, and then you also have ones that are just based out of the Career Center. What exciting events do we have coming up that we might want to tell students about?
Yeah, I'm so excited to first announce that this will have already happened by the time the podcast comes out, but as we speak today, we have our first annual STEM Career Fair going on. So when this airs, we will have our winter internship and job fair coming up on February 20th, starting at noon at the RSF. That is a great opportunity for students to sort of one-stop shop, make their way to RSF, and have the opportunity to see over 100 companies in one day. Now, obviously, that's not realistic, but many companies that our engineering students are interested in will be at that fair. So we have that career fair coming up. The day before that career fair, we have our semi-annual engineering speed resume critique. So we'll have employers coming in providing students with resume critiques here in Garbarini Lounge in the Bechtel Engineering Center. Aside from that, we actually have a whole gamut of a whole battery of events for students that are career focused. And again, we're the only department that provides only services for students who are wanting to figure out what they want to do in the future and are focusing on their careers. So they can find all of those events inside Handshake. So you're probably going to hear me say the word Handshake another 6,000 times during this podcast.
And what's the actual website address for Handshake?
It is berkeley.joinhandshake.com.
And do you have to do anything special to sign up for it as a Berkeley student?
All Berkeley students automatically have a account on Handshake. So we pull their information from the student information system. All they have to go in, or all they have to do is go in CalNet into Handshake, and they'll be prompted to answer some questions to help Handshake understand their needs better and fill out a profile, kind of like LinkedIn. And once they do that, they'll have access to all the jobs and internships that any employer who's seeking a Berkeley student wants to make available to Berkeley students. So at any given time, we have over 10,000 jobs and internships available specifically for Berkeley students within that system. It's also where we house all of our events and workshops and career fairs, and students can sign up for those inside Handshake as well.
And I know you also have a career mail that you send out that people can sign up for?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, so my name regularly pops up in engineering students' inboxes. I like to apologize for spamming, but it's not spam. It's all career-related information that we find important. So I send a weekly newsletter from the Career Center. It's called Career Mail, and it's all events, workshops, panels, or career-related opportunities that happen both at the Career Center and around campus and even off campus. So I curate that newsletter, send it once a week, and students have to opt into that. It's not automatically sent to engineering students. So they can go into Handshake, they click on their name, they click on career interests, and right there they'll be able to answer a question that asks what career mail they would like to sign up for. There's something like 12 different options based on the industries that students are interested in, so they can sign up for the engineering career mail. They can also sign up for things like the social impact career mail or the business-related career mail. So you don't have to be a specific major to sign up for those, but they're just meant to help sort of curate a list of opportunities for students, because we know on Berkeley's campus at any given time there are hundreds of opportunities for students to take advantage of, and it can be overwhelming. So we try to curate ones that are just specifically for engineering interested students.
And I'll put those directions onto our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu podcast site for this, so that it'll be easy to find too.
Awesome.
And I know we've got a lot of students that are getting ready to graduate this semester. Do you have any tips for what those graduate students could do if they're still looking for a job?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, I meet with students one-on-one in addition to planning and facilitating all of the career-related events for engineering students. So I meet with students all the time, every single day, who are graduating in May and are still job searching. So first of all, take advantage of the Career Center's resources if you haven't already. I met a student at an event 2 days ago who fully admitted he didn't even know there was a Career Center on campus. So he was a freshman. That's fine. Now he knows. So take advantage of the Career Center resources. Step one, definitely make sure you're taking advantage of all the resources within Handshake. Meet with a career counselor if you can. There are many ways to make an appointment with a career counselor, and if you're not able to make an appointment, if there are no appointments available because there's only one of me right now, my best advice is to check back early and often on Handshake. So we only put appointments out 2 weeks in advance. They populate throughout the week, and I release most of them at 9 a.m., so you can check appointments at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday and hopefully snag one. We do have a couple new resources that are available through the Career Center, which I find really exciting, especially for engineering students. One is called Big Interview, and all of these resources can be found on the Career Center's website, and I'm happy to give them to you if you want to put them on the site as well.
Oh, excellent.
So Big Interview is a brand new resource for students who are interested in learning more about how to interview. There's a resume curriculum, a cover letter video curriculum, and it actually allows students to do mock interviews. So they can interview online, virtually. The questions are curated based on industry and job, and then they can either play them back for themselves, they can send it to their advisors, to anyone who wants to give them some feedback. It's a pretty cool resource, and it's brand spanking new. So we're pretty excited to be launching that. And then the other piece is, if I could give one piece of advice to graduating seniors, it would be don't rely on just submitting your resume online.
Is there something specific they should be doing rather than just submitting a resume?
Yes. So, it's 2019. Gone are the days when you can just create a resume, press submit, and cross your fingers and hope for the best. And that is because applying online has gotten really easy. So the recruiters we work with are encountering this issue where 2 days ago, a recruiter at Databricks told me flat out at any given time, there are over 1,000 resumes on her desk.
Oh my goodness.
So, and by on her desk, I mean her virtual desk.
Yeah, but how do you sort through those?
Exactly. So the problem is you don't. They rely on an applicant tracking system, which is like an AI that does its best to parse through resumes, find keywords and phrases to guess how qualified a student is. So that's why tailoring a resume to the position description is absolutely 100% crucial. But then once that first, once that applicant tracking system has filtered in the best candidates, then a recruiter will look at that resume, but for maybe 10 to 20 seconds. So because of that, a lot of resumes could fall through the cracks. So what we are encouraging students to do is do things like take advantage of FaceTime at a career fair. Okay. Take advantage of info sessions that are happening on campus. Any opportunity that you have to get in front of a human and let that human know what how you're marketing yourself, what makes you special, unique, what your skill set is, and then follow up with that person. And what'll happen is that recruiter or that alumni that you're working with can help the referral process so that you can sort of move up the pack of resumes and not fall through the cracks. So it's the networking word. I hate the word networking. I know it's got a lot of weird connotations with it, but we really encourage students to start making connections now through those events on campus, as well as LinkedIn. Handshake now has a networking feature, and we now have the Berkeley Career Network, which is a brand new alumni to student networking platform.
Would you suggest that a student try to find a mentor in a specific industry that they're interested in? Do you think that would help at all?
Laura, you're asking all the right questions. yes. So if the question is about mentorship, that's a big piece of the puzzle that the Career Center has recently in the last couple years really dialed in on, because we're seeing students come back and when they fill out their destination survey, they're telling us an unprecedented numbers that they're finding their first job or their first internship through a networking connection, through a mentor that they made, through just going in and talking to students who've recently graduated and are now working in that dream job, that dream industry, or that company. So no matter who's listening right now, if you're a first-year student or if this is your last semester, it's never too late to seek out a mentor, somebody who can help guide you through a process that they've already been through and give advice along the way. So we actually have alumni who every day are sort of beating down our doors trying to figure out how they can get connected with students and support them, because they've been in students' shoes. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into these engineering degrees here, and now they're successful and they want to give back. They want to teach students how they can also find that kind of success. So if you're wondering how you can just find a mentor, we used to have to say, you know, there's no magic button you can just press and say, I need a mentor. But now that we have the Berkeley Career Network, which you can Google Berkeley Career Network and it should be the first thing that comes up, but I'll also send you the link. That is a list of alumni who have opted in to say, yes, we want to mentor your students. And you can search for them by major.
Oh, okay.
So, and you can also search for them by company and industry. So what's cool about that platform is if you find, say, you're a mechanical engineering student who really wants to work on the infrastructure team at Facebook, you could go into the Berkeley Career Network, look up who's working at Facebook, and if you see somebody interesting, you press connect. And when you hit connect, you have the opportunity to send a direct email to that person's personal email or actually schedule a video, phone, or in-person meeting through the software itself.
That's pretty cool. Wow. That is actually pretty awesome. And then if you're not graduating this semester, or maybe even if you are and you really want to do an internship, is it too late to get a summer internship?
If you're graduating this semester?
Or if you're not graduating, just anyone that's
hasn't
gotten an internship yet, should they give up? Do they still have places to look?
Great question. We've had a lot of students worried that it's too late, and I can't say this enough. It is never too late to find an internship. I had students find them in June last year. So there is never a time when internships just aren't available. Earlier is better. It's never too early to start looking, but spring is a great time to be looking for internships. It's why we have a two-day STEM fair the second week of classes, full of employers who are looking for internships. That winter internship and job fair on February 20th is a great place to look as well. If you type in just internship and say engineering in Handshake, you will come up with easily over 10,000 hits. So there are definitely opportunities out there, but sooner is definitely better. So wherever you are right now, it's a good place to start.
So the ESS newsletter is sent out once a week, and we have sections in there for job opportunities, internship opportunities, company info sessions. So if you haven't checked out the ESS newsletter, make sure that you're getting it in your inbox. You can also check on our website. We have it on the archive, and I'll put a link to that archive on the Welcome Engineer podcast. If students aren't able to get in to actually talk to a career counselor, do you have any student advisors that they're able to meet with?
Yes, great question. So as I mentioned, Finding an appointment might be a little bit difficult, especially in the beginning of the semester when lots of students have career on their mind, are going to career fairs and applying for things. So the best option is our peer advisors over at the Career Center. They're a group of undergraduate students who have been formally trained in all areas of coaching that we as full-time master's degree holding counselors have and do. We teach those students to be able to work with students on everything from resume and cover letter critiques to simple questions like, hey, I've never used Handshake before. Can you show me some tips? Or I've never used the Career Center before. What the heck is all of this? How can I use my resources effectively? Can you help me create a plan for the next couple years? Anything and everything, and it's all by drop-in. So our peer advisors do drop-in appointments between 12 and 4 Monday through Friday on the third floor of the Career Center.
And where is the Career Center?
The Career Center is located on the south side of campus, which I understand can seem like you're traversing the universe sometimes from the north side. But I assure you, it is a 10-minute walk from pretty much anywhere you are on campus, if you're a quick walker like I am. So it's on Bancroft, right across from the New Student Union next to Sharity. And we're on the third floor. So I might be a little biased because I supervise our peer advisors in our office. But they're a really great resource. And especially if you have a question and you want to get it answered now, you can always go there 12 to 4, Monday to Friday.
And is there anything else about the Career Center that we missed that we want people to know in the spring semester?
I'm sure that I've missed something, and I say that because sometimes I forget the number of resources that the Career Center offers. So if I can leave with any piece of advice, it's that if you haven't interacted with the Career Center already, even if it's just walking over there and going to the third floor and just kind of looking around to see what's up, going to a career fair just to see what it looks like, check out Handshake and look at the events and go to a resume workshop, or check out a Career Connections event where almost every week we have networking nights where we bring in 10 to 20 alumni who are working in specific industries. And for 2 hours, students can just casually network with those students or with those alumni. We just had our Tech for Good Career Connections event last night. So there are just so many resources available. And the worst thing is when we hear that students didn't take advantage of them when they were here, and then they lose the opportunity to use those resources once they graduate. So yeah, come see us.
Go to the Career Center. Well, Katie, thank you so much for stopping by today and going over all the resources. I know there's just so much that you do over there.
Yeah, no problem. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, engineering students are my favorite students on campus, obviously a little biased, but happy to be here and support all of them.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. We'll be back next week with more campus resources that hopefully you've tried out, but if you haven't, we're going to tell you all about them. Thank you.